Welcome to week one of Fantasy Football Breakdown. Today, the boys will be discussing who to start, who to sit, who to claim off the waivers, who to trade for, and who to trade away. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here alongside Constantine Lambridis, Christian Selmayr, and Sam Mendelson. What's up, boys?
What up, kid?
Good.
How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Good. I'm excited.
We're doing great. Week one of Fantasy Football Breakdown. Continuing this on from last year. My brother, Doug, Brian, they all did it. We're doing it now. Excited. Week nine of the NFL coming up. Tonight we have
Niners-Cardinals.
Yeah, Niners-Cardinals, sorry.
Thursday night football. The undefeated 49ers going up against the Arizona Cardinals, who have really not been having the best season
this year.
They're
without their top player, David Johnson, hurt ankle. Yeah. He missed this week.
Edmund should get some decent touches in there.
And he's hurt.
He's hurt, yeah.
All right, yeah, that might... I don't think that's going to be a great game, though, unfortunately, because the 49ers are looking very, very good. But we're not here to talk about just regular NFL. We're talking about fantasy football. Boys, who's your stardom for this week?
I'll start him out. My first stardom, Sam Darnold, plays the Dolphins, who just lost to Xavier Howard for the year. Worst defense in the league against the pass and run. Should be a good week for Sam Darnold. Fire him up.
Yep. Wow. I can't believe you're saying that, Sam, especially because you're a Giants fan, but I'm definitely excited for him to play this week against Miami, and we'll see what happens. Christian, what do you got?
My starter for the week is Tyler Lockett. He's been a pretty consistent player. He's averaging around 13 to 18 points for the last few weeks. He's had one or two off games, but he's been playing the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, their defense has been this season. Their whole team has been very inconsistent. They've been allowing wide receivers a good amount of points, and he's projected on ESPN around 16, and I think he can score that, if not even more.
All right.
And my start for the week would be Allen Robinson, who is playing the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Now, if you have Robinson in PPR, he has been averaging 16.7 points a game despite Mitch Trubisky's poor play. He's consistently getting over six receptions and 60 yards. He only had 1 week under 60 yards, and obviously he's playing the Eagles this week. Their secondary has been banged up all season. They have just not been able to pull it together. I think he is primed for a huge matchup now this week against the leaky Eagles defense there.
All right. Now, since they all know who to start, Sam, give me someone to sit now.
I'm going to go right back to the Bears. I'm going to sit David Montgomery. David Montgomery was freed finally last week with 32 touches. But this week, he's going against the Eagles defense that ranks top 10 inside run defense this year. And plus, you can't trust Matt Nagy because he's gave David Montgomery a big workload, and then the next game just gave him 3 carries. So I'm going to sit Montgomery for one more week.
Yeah, Sam, I know you were one of the big Montgomery believers along with myself. And he's really just not panned out for him. He's just not getting a lot of touches, even though Nagy said he was going to give him. Really tripped a lot of people up in fantasy.
Agreed.
Who to sit for the week, I'm going to go with Alshon Jeffrey. I was a big believer in him at the beginning of the season, but he just hasn't been getting it done as consistent as I think he should. He's playing the Bears this week. They have a good defense comparable to their last two games, Dallas and Buffalo, which have allowed him 5.8 and 10.4. Hasn't eclipsed more than 65 yards in either of those games, and he hasn't scored a touchdown since week 6 against the Vikings. If, you know, you're just bye weeks, injuries are really holding you back, and you need someone to start at a wide receiver two or a flex, that's the only time I think of starting Jeffrey. But other than that, you're going to want to avoid him.
And I've got, I don't know if really this is too much of a controversial take. I haven't been paying attention too much to what the fantasy football media has been saying, but I'm going to say to sit Ty Johnson versus Oakland. Obviously, Kerryon's injured, but I just don't believe in him. He's been getting good touches. He has been getting like more than 10 carries, and he's only been getting 29 yards. A couple games ago, he had 10 carries for 29 yards, and then on 7 carries, 25 yards. Not the best, not the worst, but it's certainly not the best. He's just not as talented as Kerryon is, even though he is the sole back in the Lions on the Lions roster. I just don't see him being that number one guy and really holding his own there.
And last week he got outtouched by McKissick 12-7. He had seven touches. So
that's true. Yep, he did have seven carries, 25 yards. He's just one of those guys I don't believe in, even against Oakland's less than below average defense.
There. And even against the Giants, which, even though I love them, not a good defense, only had 25 yards and seven carries. So
that is true.
Not great.
Yep. So.
All right. All right, boys. So now that we know who to avoid in week 9 of the NFL and who to definitely start in your lineup, who should we pick off the waiver wire?
Yeah, I'll go first on this one. Someone that I really like with a waiver ad would be Chris Herndon, actually. I am a Jets fan, but I really like what Herndon did last year. He's a big body for Sam Darnold to throw to. He's someone who can be a target magnet if need be. And a lot of the Jets wide receivers are disgruntled now. I know Robbie Anderson's not happy with the balls that he's been catching.
Yeah, he's not happy with his balls. Yeah. But he is happy to be a New York Jet.
Yeah, he is happy to be a New York Jet,
as
however.
He tweeted. But and, yeah, definitely agree with you, Constantine.
Herndon only owned in a couple ESPN leagues. I think it's 30%, which is pretty low. If the Jets decide to incorporate him in the offense, which is not a guarantee, considering the coaching over there, he could be a weapon.
Also, on the New York Jets, their other tight end, Ryan Griffin, who I think is pretty
underrated,
tight end. Definitely, and I think he is really shining on the Jets. One of Sam Darnold's most reliable receivers / tight ends. And, yeah, I'm excited to see what Herndon and Griffin can do in the next weeks to come. Sam, what do you got?
I got Juwan Smith from the Tennessee Titans. Delaney Walker was out last week, and last week he had 6 catches for 78 yards and a touchdown with 20 PPR points. This week he has a good matchup against, well, not a great, but average matchup against the Panthers. And with a so desperate tight end, they're so bad this year, good start. Pick him up, play him this week. You can use him probably for the next 2 weeks. He'll give you top 10 tight end.
All right. Christian, what do you got?
Yeah, my waiver ad for the week is definitely Jalen Samuels. The other two starting running backs, Snell and Connor, did not practice. And even though that was a few days ago, that's still not a good sign for the game on Sunday, I believe. And the last time that Connor was a little shaken up with injuries, Jalen Samuels had 23 points. And even though his one touchdown was on running, he really shined in receiving. He's a big receiving threat this week. They're playing the Colts defense, which is a decent defense, but the strength that's due to his O-line is really good, so he's going to get a lot of good looks. And if Connor's out, he can potentially score 20-plus points for this week and maybe even next week.
All right. Solid waiver wires from the boys. You heard them. And now we have who the boys would like to trade for. Constantine, we'll start you off with this.
I'll start out with a guy that I really like here in this trade four section, AJ Green. He is coming back soon, and I feel like people have really forgotten that he's an elite wide receiver. AJ Green should be in the conversation of top 25 receivers in the league, but he has just not been healthy this whole season, got injured. I believe it was some sort of leg injury. You could probably get him for a good price there. If you're a running back heavy team, I would 100% try trading one of your running backs for AJ Green. You could probably trade a flex option, maybe a low to mid-end running back too, because people are just not aware of how AJ Green is going to do, and I really have faith in him. He's a big body. He's going to be catching a decent amount of balls thrown to him from Andy Dalton, and they need all they could get now. So he is just one of those guys who can change the game. People have really forgotten about it, and you can capitalize on that one-year league.
I'll go next. My buy low players to trade for is Davante Adams. This should be the last week you should get him. He's been hurt for the past 4 weeks, and he might not play. But get him before it's too late, because he's going to instantly become a top 5 receiver. And right now, you could probably get him for like a top 15 place. Give like a mid-end RB2 and a mid-end wide receiver 2, and you can get yourself Davante Adams, top 5 receiver the rest of the year.
I think you should trade for Aaron Jones. I don't know why he's not in the elite running back discussion, at least in fantasy.
What a beast. I'm sorry. Electric.
I know. Electric player.
Electric player. That's our electric player of the week.
That's our electric player of the week, Aaron Jones.
Player of the week, Aaron Jones.
Player I was most high on coming into this year. Got him in both my leagues. Not trying to flex, though.
Solid player.
Aaron Jones is ranked third in running backs, but he's not in that discussion of the elite QBs like McCaffrey, Barkley, Zeke. And I think that's very unfair. In the past 4 weeks, he has had 2 40-point games. He's a joint threat in both receiving and rushing, and a lot of people don't think of him as a beast scorer like Barkley or McCaffrey, and they might underestimate him, and you can get a lot of value out of him for not giving much away, so I definitely think you'd try to trade for Aaron Jones.
And I'm going to add on to that. His one bad game this year of 8 PPR points could have been a lot better, as he dropped a wide-open 40-yard touchdown that at least would have ended him with about 18 to 16 points.
Since we all know who you guys want to trade for, let me know who you guys want to trade away. Constantine, hit me up.
Okay, so I'll start this one out. This seems pretty obvious right now, but Melvin Gordon is the guy that we all should trade away. He has no place in Los Angeles with Eckler getting all the touches, with Eckler getting all of his touchdowns, and Eckler just usurped his role as their top running back there. You probably won't get a good price for him, but it is just something you have to do now. I would 100% consider parting ways with him if you have him on your roster.
I'm just going to jump on what Constantine said. Austin Eckler only had 4 touches last week. He would have had a horrible week if he didn't fall into the end zone. And they fired their OC for not getting Melvin Gordon more involved.
He had 3 touches.
Even less. He had 3 touches last week. They fired their OC because they want to become more of a run-heavy team, and Melvin Gordon fits that scheme. They're going to try to ride Melvin Gordon into the playoffs the rest of the year. I would trade for him.
I actually agree with Costi on this. This is a very, very heated subject because I do not think that Melvin Gordon belongs on the Chargers, and I do think Eckler has stole that role as the running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. Christian, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Sam and Costi. I mean, he came back from injury. Look at his games. Hasn't eclipsed 12 points. He only has 1 running touchdown and 1 receiving touchdown. 2 touchdowns. That's not very good. Hasn't eclipsed more than 32 running yards. 32 is the most that Melvin Gordon, a supposedly elite QB, has been getting. Eckler's been getting touches, the targets. Yeah, I go with Eckler over Gordon any day.
All right. Good trade away, in my opinion, Constantine. Sam, what do you got?
For myself, I got Chris Godwin. He has inconsistent quarterback play, and he's not consistent from week. Jameis is just not consistent from week to week. He's dealing with Mike Evans. Yeah, Godwin's gonna have another big week, but if you can sell him for an elite, if you could sell him at the price of an elite top 5 wide receiver one, I'm so down for that.
All right, Christian, who you got?
You're gonna want to trade away Odell Beckham Jr. At the beginning of the season, he was hyped being on that Browns team that people were calling Super Bowl contenders. Even though I never bought into that, I still thought the Browns would be at least over 500 or a playoff team. But they have not met expectations. Baker Mayfield has not just been producing the way he should be this season. He's been throwing picks after picks to the defense when he shouldn't be. And Odell Beckham, who struggled a little bit, he dropped some passes. Paired with a quarterback who just isn't getting it done is not a good combo in both ways. And you're going to want to trade him.
Definitely agree with that statement. Odell Beckham, the Browns, Baker Mayfield, not looking like a great team as of now. Maybe they'll change it up towards the end of the season. We'll see. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us on this Thursday afternoon.
Quick news, Matt Breida expected to play versus the Cardinals on Thursday.
Wow. That's tonight, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Maybe put some touchdowns in for your fantasy team. I don't know.
Yes, please. Come on.
All right, thank you for popping in and listening to this podcast, and we will see you next week.